Christmas. Father Dick was always so spontaneous. I'm not sure I ever heard anyone else say that exclamation. Maybe it was a Father Dick original. We were making a video of the life of Father Joseph Mutzkes, who started Opus Dei in the U.S., and of course, we interviewed Father Dick about his early days. In the middle of the interview, talking about St. Jose Maria or Father Joseph, I don't remember, he came out with Holy Christmas as a smiling exclamation of delight. It went over very well until we tried to show the video on EWTN. And the station's producers asked us to remove the phrase. They thought it was irreverent, that it wasn't proper. Maybe they were right, but we refused anyway. Because it was so Father Dick, so joyful, so simple, so childlike, so real, and at the same time profoundly spiritual. God has taken Father Dick to himself after 94 years on this earth. And as a prelate of Opus Dei, Monsignor Acaris wrote to us this week, uniting his prayers and condolences to all of us, to all of you. He said, "There are no coincidences. God has taken Father Dick from us at the beginning of this Advent season as we prepare for Christmas. And also during these days, specially dedicated to Mary, during the novena of the Immaculate Conception. We can ask Mary to make this a very holy Christmas for Father Dick. We heard this morning one of the readings from Advent, the time of preparation for the coming of Jesus at Christmas, from the prophet Isaiah. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will provide for all peoples. The Lord will wipe away tears from all faces. The reproach of the people he will remove from the whole earth, for the Lord has spoken. On this day will be said, behold our God to whom we look to save us. This is the Lord for whom we looked. Let us rejoice and be glad that he has saved us." Advent is this time of hope, when we raise up our eyes and turn our hearts to this God who comes as a small child to save us. It's always a time of anticipation and joy as God comes silently into this darkened world, darkened by sin, and brings a light that can never be dimmed or extinguished. God became a son of man so that men, all of us, could become children of God, lifted up to share in his divine life with a glorious inheritance awaiting us in heaven if we believe in him and if we strive for it according to his word. We read in the second reading from St. John, the apostle, "See what love the Father has bestowed on us, that we may become children of God, yet so we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we shall be has not yet been revealed. We do know that when it is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." St. John is trying to describe the glory of heaven. When through a special gift of God that we call the beatific vision, we will be able to see him face to face. Today is a good day to reflect on what Jesus brought us. With his life and death on the cross, he showed us the extent of God's love for us. We can barely understand this. Perhaps some of you students and alums of Montrose can recall Father Dick's way of saying, he made you to love you. He made you to love you. It was his simple and spontaneous way of communicating something very deep. Other times he would say, looking at the tabernacle and the crucifix, he loves you so much. He loves you so much. And he would communicate God's love through those simple phrases. Things that are so deep, he could communicate in that simple way with a few words. And it was a special gift. He made you to love you. That's why you're here. That's why you're on this earth. He loves you so much. And that's what Christmas is about. Today we pray for Father Dick Riemann. All his life, he strove to follow Jesus. For 61 years as a priest, 69 years as a member of Opus Dei. After 94 years, including 40 wonderful years at Montrose School, God has called Father Dick to himself. And Father Dick talked a lot about heaven. Remember how impressed he was one time I was there, he showed me this book about the little boy who said he went to heaven, describing heaven, and he was just so joyful. We loved that book. He wanted to go to heaven. Everything the Father gives me will come to me, Jesus said. And I will not reject anyone who comes to me. This is the will of the one who sent me, that I should not lose anything of what he gave me. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life. These words gave Father Dick strength and joy and cheerfulness, and that he conveyed every day to generations of young women at Montrose. In his simple and delightful way at Mass or one-on-one, he would say, duck in to see him. Tell him why you're mad. Or other moments, he encouraged the girls to crawl into Our Lady's lap to find comfort there. He loved Jesus and trusted his words. He knew the only failure in life was not to do poorly on an exam or to lose a game, though he always wanted Montrose to win, to kill the other team. Especially at Miracle Field, which I think he named himself. Failure was not to be rejected by a certain college or even by a friend. The only real failure in life is not to know Jesus and his love. Without him, we have nothing. Even if surrounded by everything this world can offer, with him, we have all we need. And we can get through anything life throws at us. One of the outstanding features of Montrose, and there are many, is the number of girls who go to daily Mass. I know that many visitors, including priests and bishops, who celebrated Mass there, have always been astounded by how many girls show up at Mass every day, even non-Catholics. And Father Dick and his fellow chaplains realized that every day is Christmas at Montrose. Because every day when the priest says those words of the consecration of the Mass, Jesus comes, the same Jesus who came at Bethlehem, comes on the altar. And he's going to come today in this Mass. And he came seeking each one of those students out of love for them. And I have to think that the faith and devotion that the girls saw in Father Dick's eyes at the moment of the consecration led many of them to love the Mass. It's not surprising to know that Father Dick was a pioneer and a trailblazer. He served the country as a Navy flyer in World War II and wore the wings to prove it every day. We got the message, Father Dick. We got the message. And probably he would have liked everyone here to notice that his funeral fell on an important historical date for him, Pearl Harbor Day. As a trailblazer, he was also the first member of Opus Dei in the United States and the first American priest of Opus Dei. And we hold him in high esteem for that. So many of us. In 1949, St. Jose Maria Escrivá sent Father Joseph Musquiz and Sal Farrago, later became Father Sal, to start Opus Dei in Chicago. There they met 25-year-old Dick Riemann. He was introduced to Father Joseph and Sal and quickly became their friends. At that time, they had their first and only center near the University of Chicago, a small house. They had no money, no contacts, no resources. They barely spoke English. They wanted to close in a doorway off the driveway in the brick house. They asked Dick, "Can you get us some bricks for this job?" It was a sort of test of his commitment and generosity. Days passed, no Father Dick, no bricks. Days passed, and there was no word from Father Dick either. Then one day his car showed up, almost scraping the ground. It was so low. The car was weighted down with all the bricks they needed. Don't know where it got them. Don't ask any questions. Father Dick's joy and cheerfulness was reinforced by that life-changing experience he had of meeting and living with St. Jose Maria Escrivá, the founder of Opus Dei in the 1950s. This modern saint won Father Dick over with his joy and his love for Jesus. And he taught it to Father Dick. Father Dick learned it. He got it. St. Jose Maria's indomitable faith in Jesus led him to open a new path of holiness and apostolate in the church, especially among lay people, but also for priests. And doing so in an era when the church was under attack from all sides. Nothing could stop St. Jose Maria as he spread Opus Dei around the world, because he believed in Jesus and loved him. And as some of you have seen in the short videos of Father Dick that are on the Opus Dei website, I invite you to look if you haven't seen them, very brief videos. He never forgot that contagious joy of St. Jose Maria. And he learned from him to value friendship as a key to apostolate, something that Jesus himself teaches us. A bishop called me this week to offer his condolences for the loss of Father Dick. He said that back in the late 60s and early 70s, when he was a chaplain with Father Dick at a small college in Boston, it was a time of turmoil in the church. And he said he owed a great debt to Father Dick, debt of gratitude for his spiritual direction, his friendship in those years when many people were losing their way. Father Dick always was there to reassure him and keep him on course. Besides the teachers, staff, students, and parents at Montrose, Father Dick loved sports, outdoor activities. He loved to play baseball, golf, hockey, whatever, to root for the home teams, Boston, to mix it up with athletes and coaches at Harvard, and whom he valued as dear friends, so many coaches, so many athletes. He had a great gift for friendship, as so many of you Montrose parents and friends know. and he treasured your friendships. Father Dick was the founding chaplain of Montrose and stayed with the school and the girls and all involved there for through four campuses in 40 years. He really left his heart at Montrose. He loved his love for you, maybe why he lasted so long. He loved to be with the girls. He bragged to me over and over again whenever I saw him about Montrose, how great their choir was, how angelic their singing was at daily mass, how tremendous the teachers were, and the sports teams and sports programs. He really gave unconditional love to all of Montrose. Certainly, all of us here can reflect on the blessing of knowing Father Dick, and I think that's why so many are here today. So many of you grew up from being little girls to young women with Father Dick at your side. So many of us at Opus Dei owe a great debt of gratitude to this pioneer of Opus Dei and his faithfulness. So, perhaps a good question for many of us now is, what would Father Dick say to you today? Because in a real way, he is here, continues in the body of Christ with us. He's not far from us. I think he would say, pray for me. Have masses said for me. He wanted so much to go to heaven, we can ask that God will forgive him for his sins, welcome him into heaven. What a great thing it would be if he could say, Holy Christmas, and be with Mary and Jesus and St. Jose Maria and Blessed Alvaro for a great get-together in heaven when Christmas arrives this year. And find also there Dory and Elizabeth and others there as well. But he would also smile and encourage you to recall what you learned at Montrose and to think about others and aim for that victory on the true miracle field of heaven. And you can be sure of this, that you will have a great cheerleader on the sidelines as you go through the joys and sorrows of this journey of life. Amen.